This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Welcome to Kids Bible Minute with our daddy, Landon Rao.
Hello, and welcome for the first time, or welcome back to Kids Bible Minute. I'm your host, Landon Rao, and preacher for the Ramona, Oklahoma Church of Christ, and I'm so excited you are joining me today, and hope that you will continue to study God's Word with me in the future. If you're new to this podcast, you can find past episodes at the Bible Way Media website that go all the way back to when I first started doing this in 2015. I also would like to encourage you to have your Bible ready so that when I mention a Bible verse, you can read the verse along with me, or if I just mention the verse, you can pause the podcast and read it for yourself before unpausing and continuing the study. If you have any questions about this study or have other Bible questions, please feel free to email me at my email address at L as in Landon, Rowell, Rowell, 222@gospel-preacher.com. Or you can find me on social media platforms such as Instagram or X by simply DMing me your question there. I hope you have a blessed day today. And if you are in the Ramona, Oklahoma area, please join us on Sunday and or Wednesday. We would love to have you. Let's now get into our study. Today, we will be looking at our next lesson in the series Impact 316 by looking at 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. John writes, inspired of God, one of the most beautiful letters on the love of God and love in general. In fact, the word love is found 46 times in just 26 verses in this powerful letter. We, of course, find ourselves in the third chapter, wherein God's children are the focus, and specifically in our text, the focus is on loving each other as God's children. Notice how 1 John chapter 3 and verse 11 begins. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. With that in mind, let's go ahead and read verses 16 now through 18. By this we know love, because he, that's Christ, laid down his life for us. We also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. There is certainly no doubt that Christians have a responsibility to love the soul of those in the world in order to help them see the truth and obey the gospel. As Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 and 44, you have heard it that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. However, there must be a bond that is greater, and that bond or love Christians have for each other must be greater than it is even for those outside the world. It is only other faithful Christians, in other words, children of God, that understand the struggles of living a faithful life for Christ in this old sinful world. It is only faithful Christians that understand the bond that forms during times of persecution for living a godly life, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12. This is why we find passages like our passage today when it says we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Or passages like Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10, which reads, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, notice this, especially to those who are of the household of faith. There is no greater love one can have for someone else than to lay down their life for another. That is the ultimate sacrifice, and one every Christian should offer their fellow faithful Christian. There is a great blessing being a Christian, knowing that your fellow brothers and sisters are willing to die for you if necessary. If they are not, according to God, they do not actually truly love you. It's a hard truth, but a vital truth every Christian must understand and accept. Why? Because the reality that your brother or sister is willing to die for you makes helping them all the more joyous and enjoyable and wonderful, knowing the love they have for you and that they are going to help you get to heaven as well. So when we love one another, that's more than just simply having an emotional bond. It's having their back, no matter what, in the Lord. Well, that concludes this Bible study for today. As always, I want to thank you for studying God's precious Word with me, and I want to encourage you to continue to study God's Word every day. Be sure to use the wonderful material and other podcasts made available through the Bible Way Media app or website at BibleWayMedia.org. I also personally have a website at gospel-preacher.com. Of course, make sure you ask your parents if it's okay by them before you download the app or go to those websites. I also encourage you to contact me personally with any question about the Bible at the Ramona Church of Christ email address, which is ramonacofc@gmail.com. That's ramonacofc@gmail.com, or through our Facebook page or any other social media outlet. Make sure you message the Ramona Church of Christ in Oklahoma, not California. Until we have an opportunity to meet again, peace be with you in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.